Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Peches. We are 11 lines from the bottom of daf Pei Zayin Omid Beis, Bei Nega Le Nega. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasuna Matzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufua Shalema for Shloima Ben Chaya Leia, Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freda, Nosan Yaakov Ben Leia Bela, and Levi Yitzchak Akoyen Ben Miriam. So, yesterday, we began a new sugya, the sugya of the Zaken Mamre. So, the Zaken Mamre is not the rebellious child, that's the Ben Soirer Umayra. Rather, he's the rebellious rabbi. The Zaken Mamre, he's mentioned in our perek because he's one of the Nechnakim. The Gemara brought a braisa that's very fundamental in terms of understanding the definition of the Zaken Mamre. Tanu Rabbanan, Zaken Mamre, Enei Chayiv, Ela Aldova Shezdoinei Kares, Vishigigosei Chatos Divi Rameir. Rameir held that the only time a rabbi could become a Zaken Mamre is if his Hamra, meaning the Shiloh that he is arguing with the Bezden Hagadol, is something that if one would violate and get wrong, he would be chayiv karis. That's if he did a mezid, and if he did a b'shoigig, he would have to be a karban chatas. Rabbi Huda said it's a different criteria. Al davar she'ikrei midivrei toira upeirusha midivrei seifer. It has to be something that at its core is a din deiraisa, but the rabbanim, the bezden hagadol, they were matharish something and added or knached or explained something as it relates to that din d'oraisa, and it's regarding that the Zaken Mamre is arguing. Rav Shimon said, "Afilu diktuk echad midivrei seifer, even if it's not a davar she'ikra midivrei Torah, even if all it is a diktuk echad midivrei seifer, if the Zaken Mamre goes connected the Bezden Hagadol, that would render him a Zaken Mamre." The Gemara brought another braisa that teached one of the psukim in the parish of the Zaken Mamre. It says, "Ki yipolim emcha davar la'mishpat, mi dam la'dam, bein din la'din, bein nega la'nega, divrei riba yisbisha recha, v'kam tovalisa la'mokam, et sh'yivcha Hashem alikecha boy." And the Gemara brought a braisa that teached all these things, meaning this is one of the psukim that set the backdrop for the Zaken Mamre. There's some debate, and this debate involves davar, it involves la'mishpat, Bein dam ledan, bein din ledin, bein nega lenega, divrei rivois, besharecha. Right, there's a lot going on over here. And the Gemara said that all of these words is coming to refer to a certain area of the Torah, where if the Zaken Mamre does his thing, which is a bad thing, he would become a Zaken Mamre. Just read the words of the Braisa quickly. Davar zu halacha, la mishpat ze hadin. Bein dam ledam means bein dam nida ledam leda and dam ziva. Bein din ledin, bein dinei nefashos, dinei mominus, dinei makos. Bein nega lenega, bein nige yodom, nige batim, nige begodim. Divrei is referring to charomim, erichin, and hekdeshes. Rivois is referring to hashkoa, soita, rifas, eglon, tyrus, mitzayra. Bisharecho, zu leket, shikha upe. So it's possible that the Zaken Mamre would go against the Bezden Hagadol in any one of the aforementioned sugyas. That's like many mesechtes and shas that we just mentioned. And if he did so, it would make him into a Zaken Mamre. So the Gemara said, and this is going to segue right into the daf, Omalei Rafunu Bar Chinen, another Rava. Rafunu Bar Chinen once told Rava, Tirgalim Mili Laham Masnisa Alibid Ramir. Could you please explain that last braisa that we just said in the Shita of Rameir? In other words, Rameir, who holds that the only time a person becomes a Zaken Mamre is if the Hamra was a Dovar Shez Doinoi Kares Vishigigasei Chatas. Is it possible to make the Braisa that says you could be a Zaken Mamre with regards to Din, with regards to halacha, with regards to dam nida, dam leida, and dam ziva, with regards to dine nefashas, dine momenas, dine makas, with regards to nige adam, nige batim, nige begad, with regards to charabim, erichin, and ektashas, with regards to hashka, soita, rifas, eglo, and tyrus, mitzayr, with regards to lakachikapay? Could you find cases that would be zdoine karis and shigigasei chatos in that context? Is that something that would be possible? Or is it not something that would be possible? In other words, is there a way to make this braisa work, alibi de Rav Meir or not? So Rav is posed by this question, almost like a trick question, almost like a riddle. So Rav tells Rav Papa, puk targum alei. Do me a favor. You go out, do the homework, and come back to me and see if you could come up with a case of zdoinei karis and shigagasei chatas as it relates to all these different halachas. Either way, Rav Papa did that. He came and he presented to Rav everything that he came up with, and that's really what we're in the middle of. So again, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Zayin Amid Beis, we're trying to figure out all these different cases that are mentioned in the Braisa. Is there a dogma of Zdoinei Karis and Shigagasei Chatas where it would be possible to have a Zakim Mamre, even according to Rav Meir, who holds that the only time you're a Zakim Mamre is if the Hamra is regarding a Davish Hazdainei Karas Veshagagas Echad. It says the Gemara, Bein Nega Lenega. So what does it mean in the Torah when it says, Ki Yipolim Emchal Davar Bein Nega Lenega? It means Bein Nige Adam, Nige Batim, Nige Begadim. So it's possible for the Zakim Mamre to go against the Bezden Agadol with regards to a halacha in the sugya of Nige Adam, in the sugya of Nige Batim, and the sugya of Nige Begadim. What's the hechatimtza where it be? Davish is doine kars, shigas echatas, the Gemara says like this. Nige Adam, beplukta, the Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbana. The case of Nige Adam would be the machloikis Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbana. Now we're going to the Mishnah. In Baheris, them liseir lovon. In the event that somebody has a nega, the nega had a Baheris and it had a seir lovon. So if the Baheris comes before the seir lovon, Tommy, he's going to be Tommy. If seir lovon called him the Baheris, if the seir lovon came before the Baheris, Tar, he's going to be Tar. Suffolk. What if you're not sure which one came first? Tommy, Rabbi Yeshua, Imer Kea. Rabbi Yeshua says, not Tommy, rather Kea. My Kea, what does Kea mean? On my Rava, Rava said, Kea means Tahar. Now, there's a long Tosfos, the last Tosfos on Pezayin of the days, that goes into the etymology of the word Kea. First of all, the spelling, is it with a kuf or is it with a kuf? And what does it even mean? But in your neinu, what it means is Tahar. So we have a machlokes Rabbi Shua and the Chachamim with regards to a halacha im nige Adam. What's the case? The case is where there's a suffix if the Baharis came first or if the Seir Lovin came first, whether he's going to be Tameh or Tar. According to the Chachamim, he's going to be Tar. According to Rabbi Yeshua, he's going to be Tahar. Said Rav Papa, this is a Hechatimtza where if the Zakei Mamre argued with the Bezden Agadol, he would become a Zakei Mamre, even according to Rav Meir, because the Sadavish is Doinei Karis, Vishigagas Echatas. How so? Why would this Shaila be a Davish as Doinei Karis? Zak the Hilger Rashi. Very simple. What would be if somebody had this nega, where it's a suffix if the Baharis came first or if the Seir Lovin came first, and he would enter the Beis HaMikdash? If Tameh, someone is Tameh and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayiv Karis. If Tar, he's not going to be Chayiv Karis. So that's the Hechatimtza of Nega le Nega, as it relates to Nige Adam, where it's a Davish is Dainei Kars. Nige Batim. What would be a Hechatimtza of Nige Batim? But plug to the Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanan. The Machloikis, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanan. The time we went to the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said, La'ilam ain't a bias Tameh. A bias can't become Tameh, meaning it can't become Nige Batim. Ad she'ira kishnei grisin, unless the Nega is the size of two grisin, al shtei avonim, and not just that, it's on two stones, b'shteik salim. Each one of the stones is on a different wall. Bekeren's office, meaning it's in the corner, right? How's it possible? You have one nega that's on two stones and on two walls, but it's all one nega. Must be it's at the corner. Arkoi kishnei grisin. The length would have to be two grisin. Virach by kigris, and the width would have to be a gris. This is the shita of Rav Elazar Shem. The Chachamim say, I don't know what you're talking about, but Rav Elazar Rav Shimon held that way. Says they were my time with Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Had Rav Elazar Rav Shimon come up with this interesting type of nega, and this is the only way a bias could be a nega, because he said that if you look at the pasuk that talks about nige batim, in one place it says that the nega was on the kir, on the wall, in the singular. V'ksiv, there's another pasuk that says kirois. It's on two of the walls. Ezeu kirishu kikirois. Meaning, is it one or is it two? It must be it's one that's like two or two that's like one. What's an example of one wall that's really two walls? Have a is at Karen's office. Oh, must be it's on the corner. Being that they're attached to each other, it's like it's one. But being that it's on two walls, really it's two. That's the Hechatimtza of kirikirois. This is how Rav Elazar Rav Shimon came up with his halach. Now, according to the Chachamim, there's no such tanai. According to the Chachamim, you have a nega on the bias, you're good to go. It's going to be negei batin. How would this be negei adavish hasdoinu karzvigachat? So it's very posh. What would it be if somebody came in contact with a negei batin where it didn't conform with the negei batin of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon? According to the chachamim, it would be a nega who would be tummy. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, he wouldn't, because the only time you're going to be tummy is if it's mamish in this case. So if somebody would come in contact with such a nega that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon the chachamim debated, and he would enter the Beis Hamikdash, he's a tummy that entered the Beis Hamikdash, ordinarily chayv karis, but here it's really totally in this machlekes. So if the Zakim Mamri would go against the Chachamim in such a case, he's going against in the Davar Shazdoine Karis Rigasai Chatas. It's for that reason this too would be a Hechetimtza of Zakim Mamri, even Alibi de Ramir. Nige Begadim, what would be the case of Nige Begadim? Beplukta de Reb Yonason, or some have the Girsa Reb Nosson ben Avtolmus, Virabon, the Tanya, we're going to the Brais, Reb Nosson ben Avtolmus, Aymer Minayan, Lepricha Begadim Shehita Haira. So one of the Chedushim in the world of Negayim, above my pay grade, is that if somebody has a nega, this is Nige Adam, and then the nega spreads to the point that it covers the entire guf. Counterintuitively, ironically, the person actually becomes tahar. Rav Nosson ben Avtolmus was discussing that exact mitzias, but not in nigei adam, in nigei begadim. So he said, minayin lepricha bebegadim, that you have the same chiddush. So he said, nemer, it says, karachas v'gabachas be'adam. It says, regarding nigei adam, the words karachas v'gabachas be'adam. Nemer, it says, karachas v'gabachas be'begadim. Not lahalam parach be'kulay tar. Just like when it comes to adam, if it was parach be'kulay, it's going to be tar. Afkam parach be'kulay tar. So too, when it comes to nigei begadim, if it's going to be parach, Bikulay, it's going to be tar. Now, this is a very big chiddush. According to the Chachamim, you're not going to be tar. Now, you have a shayla. Is it, yeah, nigei begadim? Is it not nigei begadim? What would be if somebody comes in contact with the nigei begadim, and now he enters the Beis HaMikdash? Is he a tummy that entered the Beis HaMikdash or not? It's a shayla. Tavish is doing a karis. Machloikis tanon, if the Zakeh Mamri would go connected to Chachamim, even Ali B'dur HaMeir, he would be considered a Zakeh Mamri. Moving along. Divrei. It said Divrei in the Pasuk. Right? Divrei Rivois B'sharecha. What does Divrei mean? Elo Ha'erichin V'Acharomim V'Ekdeshois. So, again, the question is it possible that Zakeh Mamri would argue with the Chachamim in one of these sugyas, where he would be considered a Zakeh Mamri, even according to HaMeir? Meaning, is it possible to come up with a machloikis, and the machloikis will have ramifications in Davish's Doine Karas Veshagagas Echadas? Gemara says, yeah, and this is the way it is. Ha'erichin. What's the case of Erichin? Beplukta de Ramei V'Rabba. So, first of all, what's Erichin? So, Erichin is a type of hakdish, but it's a very unique type of hakdish. In Erichin, a person says that I'm taking upon myself to give the Erich of Ployni to hakdish. How much money does he have to give? So, you would think, I don't know, let's find out how much this person is worth, right? Back in the day, before Lincoln freed the slaves, there's a slave market. Let's figure out what his value is. But that's not the way it works. The Torah says, Psukim, it's a whole parish and parishes b'chukaisai. Every person, depending on his demographic, gender, etc., has a certain value. And that's the value that he would have to get. Now, if you go and look at the Psukim in the Torah, Erichin starts once a child is 30 days old. Before a child's 30 days old, he's considered to have no Erich, no value in the world of Erich. So the Mishnah we discusses what would be if someone's Meirich Pachas mi ben Chodesh. Someone says, I'm taking upon myself the Erich of a child that's less than a month old. Remeir says, Nois and Damav. You have to give the value of the child. Meaning, there's no Erichin, so there's no Pasuk in the parish of Erichin to refer to. But what you do is you find out what this child is worth in the slave market, and that's what you have to give. It's not what you were Makabal. You were Makabal Erich, but there is no Erich. And being that there's no Erich, so that's the next best thing. The Chachamim say, Lo Yomar Klum, that you actually don't have to give anything. Why? Because you said Erech, there is no Erech, as a result, you're not going to give anything. What's the Yisoid of Shitas Rameyus? This is a famous Shitas Rameyus who holds Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar V'Levatol. So even though you said Erechin, and you can't give Erechin, but we assume you for sure meant something. People don't just talk and zist. So you must have meant something. What you must have meant was that you want to go ahead and you want to give the value of the child, albeit not the Erech of the child. This is the case of Erichin, and this is a Dovish has done a Karis Vishagagos Chatas as well. Now, why? What does it have to do with Karis? What does this have to do with Chatas? So Rashi brings two pshatim. I'm going to mention the second pshat of Rashi. Rashi says, Stibra Maskor Meir, Inami, picking it up in the middle, Lura Meir, Havi Hektish, right? According to Rameyer, if someone is Meirich Pachas mi ben Chodesh, so there's Chal Hektish on the value of the job. What would be now if the Gizbar of Hektish would come and he would take the money? According to Rameyer, it would be Hektish because there was a real Chalis Hektish. According to the Chachamim, nah, you weren't Mechayiv anything. If the Gizbar takes money from you, he's a Ganav, sue him, right? But if the gizmo would take money, alibi de Rav Meir, being that you were mechayv yourself something, the hektish would be considered a hektish. What would be if someone now has hanah from that money? He would have to bring a asham mi'ilais. What would be if somebody that's tame would now go and eat from that asham mi'ilais? He would be now a tame that ate kachim, who's going to be chayiv karis. Now that's all true according to Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, there was a hektish, which means when the gizba took the money, he had a right to take the money, and it was hektish to get money. Which means if somebody was nena from it now, he was a mile of a hektish who has to bring an asham eilois, which means that if somebody would now eat from that asham eilois in a state of tumah, he's a tameh sha'achal hektish, which is where the chiyuv karas kicks in. But according to the Rabbanon, who hold that really you are mechayiv yourself anything, so when the gizbar took the money, it really wasn't hektish. Which means if somebody was nene from the money, he was a mile of a hektish. Which means if he subsequently was mafresh an asham eilois, it's really not an asham eilois. Which means that if somebody went and ate that asham eilois while he was tameh, well, nothing happened. So the point is that it would come at a nafkamina between Rav Meir and the Chachamim whether or not this person right now who was tameh and ate from this quote unquote asham was a tameh sha'achal kachim. That's a davar shadayin ekaris. That's how it would play itself out. Either way, that's Rashi's second pshat. If you want to see Rashi's first pshat, al zeh nemar ayin sham. Either way, that's the case of Erech HaCharamim. What would be the case of a machloikis with regards to Charamim, where it's a davar shadayin ekaris? Rashi chatos bepluktid Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Rabbanan. It's a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir and the Rabbanan. Time we go into the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir said stam Charamim lebed kabayis. So if somebody says I want to be machrim, I want my money this amount to go to cherim. So what happens to it? It goes lebed kabayis. Goes to the makam hamikdash. It's chal hektish. Not kachim is beach. Kachim lebed kabayis. Shenema the pasuk says kol cherim kodesh kadoshim l'Hashem. Pasuk's talking about stam cherim. Stam cherim is hektish. The chachamim say no. Stam charamim l'koy. If somebody says I want something to be cherim, it actually doesn't become hektish. You have to give it to the kayanim. Okay, but hektish it's not going to be. Shenema, as the pasuk says, k'stei hacherim l'koyin diachuz asay. I mean, there's a pasuk that says kol cherim kodesh kadosh melashem, which sounds like stam cherim is hektish. But there's another pasuk that says k'stei hacherim l'koyin. Oh, stam cherim belongs to the koyin. Im kei matam alemer kodesh kadosh melashem. Says the gemara, according to the chachamim that stam cherim was a koyin. So how do you read that pasuk kol cherim kodesh kadosh melashem? Shechal al kachim kadoshim al kachim kalam. What it means is that if someone is machrim something that's kachim kadoshim and kachim kalam, even though the thing itself is already hektish, so can't become cherim now, but the value of it is something that you're going to be obligated to give to hektish. The bottom line is we have a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir in the Chachamim. If somebody makes a stam cherim, is it chal hektish or is it not chal hektish? How would that play itself out in davish is doing in cards for gugasei chatos? So Rashi, it's cut and paste. It's exactly what we just said with Erechen. If it's hektish, if someone is nana from it, he's moil, he's chayv to bring an asham eilois. If he's mafish an asham eilois, and someone that's tame eats from it, he's a tame that just ate kachim. It's a davish is doing karis. If stam charamim is lekayin, so it comes out the money is not hektish. If someone's nana from it, he wasn't a moil behektish. If he wasn't moil behektish, he doesn't have to bring an asham eilois. If he's mafish an asham eilois, it's really chulin. And if someone that's tame eats the chulin, nothing's going to happen to him. Hektishes. What's the case of hektishes? But plucked the Rabbi Lezab and Yaakov v'Rabbanon. It's going to be the machloikis. Rabbi Lezab and Yaakov. Time we go into the price. Rabbi Lezab says, "Afilu tzinoyr shel hektish tzricha asarib nei adam liftoisa." This is actually a sugya that we had earlier in the Masechta, and the discussion over there is if we're being paid the hektish right now. There's a davar shel hektish. You want to be paid to the hektish. So how many people do you need, like bezdin, in terms of assessing the value, so that you should be able to properly be paid? So when it comes to karka of hektish, you need a minion. That's what you need. What about when it comes to metaltlin? So the Mishnah says, no, metaltlin, all you need is three people. Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov says, afilu tzinor shel hektish, even like a little tzinor, the smallest utensil that belongs to hektish, even that would need 10 people. If the Zaki Mamri argued with the Chachamim regarding this Shaila, he would be a Zaki Mamri, even Alibi de Ramer, because this again can lead to a Dovish Hazdain and Kavish Hagasai Chatas. How so? What would be if you had a Tzinoir Shal Hektish? You were part of it, but you didn't have 10 people. Is it still Hektish or is it not still Hektish? If it's still Hektish, so then if you had Nana from it, you're a Mael, you're Mafish and Asham Elois, and somebody eats from it in a state of Tumans, a Dovish Hazdain and Kavish. If, however, the Pidyon was a good Pidyon, so then if someone's Nana from it, he was not a Mael the Hektish, which means he's not Chayv and Asham. If he's Mafish and Asham, it's Chulin, and if someone Tommy eats it, it's not. not going to be a problem. Moving along. Revois, the next word in the pasuk was revois. And what does revois mean according to the Braisa? Zashka soita, va'arifa so'egla, v'tairus mizah. This is literally like a smorgasbord of shots, right? I mean, we're going through sugyas, mesechtas. So these three things, also, if the Zaki Mamri would argue with the Chachamim, Tavish has done a karshigulasachatas, he would become a Zaki Mamri. How so? Ashka soita, what would be the machlikas regarding Ashka soita? But Rabbi Yeshua, the machlikas, Rabbi Yeshua, and this is the first Mishnah mesechta soita, the Tanan, Akana, the Ishtoi. So in order for someone to become a soita or a suffix soita, you need kinui and stira. The first machlikas in mesechta soita, the opening words of the mesechta, discuss the Hilchas Eidos of Kini and Stira. So, Mekana le'ishtoi. Rabbi Eliezer says, Mekana al pishnayim. Umashka al pi eid echad. You need two eidim for the kinoi, only an eid echad for the stira. Oy al pi atzmi. In fact, the stira doesn't even require an eid echad. There's an Indian of Shav Yanafshe. If the husband himself would walk into Bezin and say, I saw the stira, al pi atzmi. As long as there were eidim on the kinoi, that's enough for her to have to drink meisaita. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Mikan al pi shnayim. Yeah, kinoi needs two. Umashka al pi shnayim. And the stira also needs to. This is the machloikis that if the Zaki Mamri argued with the Chachamim, it would be a davish as dine karish gasachatas. How? What shaychis? What does it have to do with karis? Where would it play itself out? So Rashi gets creative. Ayin yesterday's daf, and that is the hechatimtza would be in the event that there was two edim on the kinoi, but you didn't have two edim on the stira, and then she decided she's not drinking. So the halach is a suffix soita that doesn't drink, she loses her ksuba. Now, she only loses the ksuba if she had to drink and she didn't drink. But if she didn't have to drink because she wasn't really a suffix soita, because he didn't have two edim on the stira, well then she's not going to lose her ksuba. What would be if the husband goes and takes the ksuba and then he's mekadosh an isha with it? Is that kedushin a kedushin? Is it not a kedushin? If she was a suffix soita, he had a right to be toifeset. If he had a right to be toifeset, he's mekadosh an isha right now. So it comes out that isha's going to be mekudeshes. If she wasn't a suffix soita, why? Because the halach is like Rabbi Yeshua, you need to aid him on the kinui and on the stira. So she was never a suffix soita, he had no right to take the ksuba. If he had no right to take the ksuba, he had no right to be mekadosh an isha, so that woman's not going to be mekudeshes. Right? The same would be true in the reverse. What would be if she went and she sold her ksuba? So if she's entitled to the ksuba and she sells it, so then it's a good mechira, whoever bought it can now take that money and etc. So it chaps an afkamina in the world that someone was mekadosh an isha with this money, which is really at play over here. It's right mitlo tali v'kai, and that of course is negeya hsish. It's negeya all the dvarim achamurim. Hsish is by definition a sugya of chayv krisos. That's how it plays out. Arifa zegla bo bihechtem so arifa zegla v'tugde rabbi Leizer v'rabbi Yekiva. The machloikis rabbi Leizer v'rabbi Yekiva. Going to the Mishnah, me'ayin hoyim moedidin. So whenever they measured an egla rufa, so the question is what part of the body did they measure from, right? So the city that's closest to the chalol, that's the city that has to bring the egla rufa. But the question is, which part of the body are they doing the medida from? Rabbi Leizer says mitiburai, the middle of the stomach, the belly button. Rabbi Akiva oimer mechaitmoy, the nose. Rabbi Leizer Yaakov oimer mokshenasa chalol, which means mitzavar, right? The place where the chalol usually is from, it's always the tzavar, meaning not mokim shenasa chalol in this particular case, but the place from where we assume that a person's neshama leaves his guf, where the chalol is, where from where the person dies, which is considered the tzaver. Either way, so you have a big shaila over here. How exactly is supposed to be moided the egla rufa? In the event that the Zakum Amri argues with the Chachamim regarding the shaila, meaning the Bezan Agadol takes one position, Zakum Amri takes the other position, he becomes a Zakum Amri. Why? Because negeya davish is doing negar shagasachatas. How so? It's also negeya kedushin because the egla rufa is asabana. So what would be if someone's mekadosh anisha with an egla rufa? So that's a funny way to stand under the chuppah. But someone's mekadosh anisha, right? But the bottom line is it a kedushin? Is it not? So let's say you measured, but you measured it in the wrong way. Well, then it's not an egla rufa. You measured the right way. It is egla rufa. It's negay of marriage. Marriage is always negay of davish is playing cars. Is she an HSH? If someone's mezana with her, is he chayiv karis? Etc. And finally, tairis mitzayra. What's the case of tairis mitzayra? But plukted the Reb Shimon v'Rabbah. I'm going to the Mishnah. So one of the things that happened with regards to the tairis mitzayra is that they would take blood and they would put it on the right thumb of the mitzayra. Boyin yadai, also boyin raglai, and oizin yamanis, his right ear. So what happens if ain't loy boyin yad? Boyin Regal, Oisei Maris, he doesn't have one of those Eivarim. Engloi Tairoi Lomas. Tanakama says he can never become tar. That's one of the things that I'm ma'akiv if you want to make the Mitzayra tar. Rabbi Eliezer says, Noisen Lam Lakaim of Yaitzer. Now you could put it on the place. Reb Shimon said, Noisen Al Sol Smol of Yaitzer. No, you don't put it on the place where the Boyin Yad would be. You put it on the left hand. Right? So you have three ways how you go about this. In the event that the Mitzayra doesn't have the Eivarim, either there's nothing to do, it is what it is. That's one approach. The other approach is that you put it where the Aver would have been. The third approach is you don't do it on the right hand, but rather you do it on the left hand. In the event the Zaki Mamre argued Chachamim with regards to the Shaila, it becomes a Zaki Mamre, even going to Ram Meir, because it's a Davish is doing a curse. Why is this a Davish is doing a curse? Oh, very simple. Is he a Mitzayra? Is he not a Mitzayra? If he's a Mitzayra and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, done. Karas. If not, not. Right? So this is easy. This would be the Hechetim. So we're not finished yet. Bisharecha. The Pasuk said Bisharecha, and the Brice explained what does Bisharecha mean? Zeleket Shikcha Upeya. So again, if the Zakum Mamre argues with the Chum regarding Leket Shikcha Upeya, becomes Zakum Mamre, even according to Rami. How? Leket. Would be the Hechetim. So the time we go into the Mishnah. Shnei Shibalim Leket. If there are two Shibalim, it's considered like a Shloisha already ain't a Leket. It's too much. That's not considered like a Shikcha. As it relates to Shikcha, Shnei Oimrim Shikcha, Shloisha ain't on Shikcha. Val Kulon, with regards to the Shaila of Leket and Shikcha, Beishama Yer Meshama argued. They said Shloisha La'ani, Shloisha really is Leket, and Shloisha is Shikcha, that belongs to Ani, Va'arba L'Balabayas, and it's only when it's four, not. What's the Hechetim Tza? The Zaki Mamri argued the Chachamim, this machloik is between Beshamai and the Chachamim. What's the machloik is Talian? If you had three by Leket, or you had three by Shikcha, is it or is it not? What's the Nafkamina? Does it belong to the Ani if the Ani took it? Or does it belong to the Balabayas? Right? Whose is it? That could play itself out in Davish Shazlani Karis if that person, the Ani, let's say, when it was Makadosh Anisha with it. That's your Hechetimtza. And finally, Peya. What's the Hechetimtza? Peya beplukta de Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbanu machlegis v'Rabbanu v'Rabbanu. And we're going to the Mishnah, mitzvahs Peya l'hafrish menakom. The mitzvah Peya l'chatchila is to be mafrish the Peya, right? That's the ek of the field, while it's kama, while the grain is still standing. While you hafrish menakom. Let's say you weren't mafrish while the grain was standing. Yafrish menakom. If it's bundles and sheaves in the field, that's also fine. Why hirfish mina oimrim? Yafish mina kri. Even if it's already piled up, that's enough. Actually, mirchai. But this is all before you did the miruach, before you did the gmar of the melacha of the grain. Mirchai. Once you do the miruach, so there's still a chiyav peya, but at that point, ma'aser. Once you do miruach, you chayv a maisers. So first, the balabas has to give maaser, and afterwards, v'noisla, you give it to the ani. Meaning, if there's no chiyav maisers yet, just give it basher rusha. Once it's chal the chiyav maisers, you have to do that. Either way, here's the second sheet. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru af mafresh meno isa. Meaning, the tanakama holds l'chatchila from the kama. If you didn't do from the kama, do from the oimrim, not the oimrim, the decree, b'seder. But once you're past the miruach decree, you're done. There's no chiyav anymore of peya. Others manoi batal karbane. In the name of Rabbi Shmuel, who said af mafresh meno isa. You could also be mafresh meno isa. So here's the shayla: if somebody had a field with grain, and right now the peya is in a state of isa, and the ani goes and he chaps it. Does he have a right to keep it? Does he not have a right to keep it? If he's mekadosh anisha, is there a kedusha? Is there not a kedusha? The Zaki Mamre argued the chamer regarding this. It's nedavish adayne karis shigrasi chatos. That's where it would be negeya, even in this situation. Either way. You come up for breath, moving along. So the Mishnah gave a very, very brief description of how one would become a Zaki Mamre. Again, high level, you're arguing with the rabbis, right? You're someone that's very, very qualified to argue, because otherwise we don't really care. But you're someone that has the credentials. You're taking on the Bezdin HaGadol. That's like from the worst things you could do. You become literally the Zakei Mamre. The Gemara is going to bring now a big time Machloikis HaMeiram, which we'll see goes a little to the core and the gut of understanding the Oimek of the Zakei Mamre. The Machloikis itself is a technical Machloikis, but it has like a high level ramification. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, "Who Oimer mi piashmu? What would be if the Zaki Mamre takes on the Bezdin HaGadol? And he comes to the Bezdin HaGadol, he says, listen, I understand you paskin this way, but I have a Messiah for my Rebbe, who heard from his Rebbe, who heard from his Rebbe. We have a Shmu, we have a Messiah that traces itself back to Grace of Gedolim and Ga'oinim, that this is the Halacha. They said, mi piashmu, they said, I hear, but we have an under Messiah. Einoi Nerak. Said Rav Kani doesn't become a Zaki man. Who I'm a kachu be'enai? In the event that he would say, not I have a shmua, but this is what I think. You know, I have a kasha, I sat down, I wrote a pilpo, I said a shtukul Torah, this is what I think. Vein oimrim, and they said, kachu be'enainu. And we don't either have a Messiah, but this is what we think. For Koshkin, that's Pasha, said Rav Kahana. Who Oimer mi Pia Shmua? If the Zaki Mamre would say, I have a Messiah. They would say, Kachu Beinenu, this is what we think. You want to know when a Zaki Mamre becomes a Zaki Mamre? When Sheyoimar will say, Kachu Beinai. He says, this is what I think. And they say, mi Pia Shmua. So Rav Kahana said that the only time somebody becomes a Zaki Mamre is when he takes on the Bezdin HaGadol, but he takes on the Bezdin HaGadol Misvara, not with a Messiah, Misvara, and not just that, where they have a Messiah. So the Bezdin HaGadol says, it's not a Messiah, we have a Messiah, this is what all the Batei Dinim used to paskin. And he says, Messiah hi, Messiah he, kachu be'enai. Oh, you do that, that's when you become a Messiah. And Teda said, Rav Kahana, I'll prove it to you. Sha'rili horgues, akavi ben mahalalo. And they didn't kill akavi mahalalo. Who was akavi mahalalo? So we saw that in yesterday's daf. Rakavi mahalalo in the Mishnah Masech Tezidis, he took on the Chachamim and a bunch of different halachas. Chachamim were very disappointed. It sounds like he should have been rendered a Zaki Mamre, but he wasn't. He wasn't. And the question is, why not? So said Rav Kahana, I'm going to tell you why akavi mahalalo wasn't considered a Zaki Mamre. It's because akavi mahalalo was coming from a Shmua. Right? He said, Kach kibalti mirabosai. And being that he was saying what he had been Messiah, he didn't say Kachu be'enai. He said, thus is my Messiah. It's for that reason he did not become a Zaki Mamre. So Rav Kahana says, a grace of Chiddush. Rav Kahana says that the only time somebody becomes a Zaki Mamre is if the Zaki Mamre is saying Kachu be'enai and the Bezdin HaGadol is saying, we have a Messiah. If, however, the Zaki Mamre would come from a Messiah, or even if he would say Kachu Be'enai, but the Bezdin HaGadol would also say Kachu Be'enainu, all they're fighting over is Svarah, you don't become a Zaki Mamre. You need that the Bezdin HaGadol hot Messiah, and there's a Kachu Be'enai. And Pasha Pshat is, because Rav Kahana holds, that the Yisoid of the Zaki Mamre is that he's acting very egregiously. It's the egregiousness of his act that renders him a Zaki Mamre. Bezdin says, we have a Messiah, and you're like questioning the Messiah because you have a Kasha. That makes you a Zaki Mamre. Rabbi Lazar argued. He said, "Afilu hu oimim mipiyah shmua, vehem oimim kachu beinenu." No, even if the Zaki Mamre says I have a Messiah, and Bezdin would say that we have no Messiah, but this is what we think, that too would be enough. Nerak, he would be killed. Kedesh la yirbu machlokes b'Yisrael, because they, Rabbi Lazar holds that the side of the Zaki Mamre is you create a machlokes. And any time you take on the Bezdin HaGadol, I don't care how you take on the Bezdin HaGadol, you could say svar, you could say mesira, and they could say svar. At the end of the day, you're creating a situation where you're being marba machlokes b'Yisrael. That's vim toim. I said, Rabbi Lazar, you're going to ask me a kasha. Mipnei maloi hargus akavya ben malalo. Right, that was Rav Kahana's raya. His raya that you don't always become a Zaki Mamre is because akavya ben malalo wasn't treated like a Zaki Mamre. So you'll ask me, according to me, why not? That was a different reason. He was questioning them. Right, he said, Tzorchein. But he didn't. He didn't paskin. He deferred at the end of the day to the Bezdin HaGadol. He wasn't a Zaki Mamre. And if he wasn't a Zaki Mamre, that's why they didn't treat him like a Zaki Mamre. In the Mishnah, Kach Rashdi v'Kach Darshu Chaveri. The Mishnah, when it gave its very brief description of Zaki Mamre, said like this. If the person says, this is what I think, v'Kach Darshu Chaveri. Kach L'mai, this is the way I learned. V'Kach Lomdu Chaveri. This is how my Chaveri. My lab, doesn't it sound like Du Amim Pia Shmua? V'Heinu Amim Kachu Be'inenu. Right? It sounds like in all cases, right? This is what I think, it's what they think. Mishnah didn't get very nuanced. Sounds like in all cases he would be considered a Zaki Mamre. Who? The only time it's going to be true is if who Omer Kachu Be'inai, they Omer Mipiyah Shmua. Meaning, even though the Mishnah certainly didn't say it, in fact, it sounds like, I don't know, they're almost saying the same things. I have Shmua, you have Shmua, I have Messiah, I have a Svara, you have a Svara, or even I have a Shmua, and you have a Messiah. Right? It sounds like all situations would render Zaki Mamre, but the Gemara says, no, you have to be Madchik, the Mishnah, according to Rav Kahana, that the only time it's true where he says, Kach Rashdi v'kach Darshu Chaveri, Kach Lamadidi v'kach Limdu Chaveri, is when he's coming from a Kachu Be'inai, and that coming me Pi Hashmua, Ta Shema. The Amr Rabbi Yoshi said, Shloish Dvarim Sachli Z'irim Anshi Yerushalayim. I heard three things from Zeira, who was one of the Anshei Yerushalayim. He said, quote, Baal Shemachal al Kinuyav, Kinuyav Machal. Fascinating idea, with a lot of rate attached to it. Not for today. And that is, a husband gave his wife Kinuy, and then he was Moichal the Kinuy. Right? Can you, like, take back a Kinuy after you already do it? So he said, yeah. Baal Shemachal al Kinuyav, Kinuyav Machal. Ben Tzairu Meir, Sheratzu Ove V'imoy Limcha Eloi, So the parents took the child and they handed him over to the authorities. And then they feel terrible. You know, we shouldn't have done this. It's fine. Who cares? It's okay. Right? Could they be Meichel or not? Yes. Meichel noy. And Zake Mamre, Sheratzu Bezdinoy Limchaloy. Meichel noy. And at Zake Mamre, where Bezdin HaGadol says, you know what? It's fine. Zolzan. Let's be Meichel. No reason to kill him. They could be Meichel as well. Either way, so who said this? Rabbi Yoshia said, I heard these three things from Zeira, who was from the Anshei Yerushalayim. So he continues, when I came to my friends in the south, they were masking to the first two things, that Baal Shemachal al Kinuyav and Ben Sayru Meir Sheratzu Aviv Imel Limchalai. But as it relates to the Zakei Mamre Sheratzu Beis Dina Limchalai, that they weren't Moida, and the reason is, Kedei Shalai Yarbu Machloikis Bi Yisrael. Because Zakei Mamre is about Machloikis, and Shloyar Machloikis be Yisrael, they felt even if he's Moichel, it's too late. And the Gemara says this is a Toshma to our Machloikis Rav Kana Rav Elazar. Not only is it a Toshma, the Gemara says Tiyufta. So why is it a Toshma? And why is it a Tiyufta? Right? We didn't mention one word about the Machloikis Rav Kana Rav Elazar. But Pasha Pshan in the Gemara is, this is what Rashi says, three lines from the top of Pechai Samad Beis, it's because what was underpinning the Machloikis between Rav Kana and Rabbi Lazar? What is the Yesoid? What's the time of the Krah of the Zakei Mamre? Is it because of the egregiousness of his act? Or is it Shalayara Machloikis be Yisrael? The Nafkamina is the Machloikis Rabbi Lazar Rav Kana. What you see from this Maisa Shahoya is that the time of Zakei Mamre is Shalayara Machloikis be Yisrael. And that's why, although Baal Shemachal al Kinuyav, yeah, Ben Sayru Meir Shiratu Abba V'imay Limchalai, Meichlonai, Abba Zakei Mamre Shiratu Beizdino Limchalai, Ain Meichlonai. From there, what you see is a principle. The principle you see is that the Zakei Mamre is about Shaliyab Machlikis V'Yisrael. Here, Rechapsach and Afkamin, if you want to be Meichel. Over there, Rechapsach and Afkamin, with regards to something else, the bottom line is, the Gemara says, Tiyufta, the Rabbi Elazar. Tanya, we're going to the Braise. Rabbi Yis said, Metchila, in the olden days, there was never Machloikis B'Yisrael. And by the way, this Braise that we're about to learn, it's a long Braise, it's going to take us down the Amid, and it's really sadistic and easy, but historically significant Braise. So in the olden days, there was never Machloikis. Elo. And this is really the reason there was no machlekes. Because Bezin shall shivin vecho yoichim v'lishkas hagazas. Because he had the Bezin agadon and lishkas hagazas. V'shnei batidinim shall esrim v'shloisha. And there were two batidinim, smaller batidinim, that sat in the Makom HaMikdash on the Harabayis. Echad yoichim v'pesach harabayis. One was at the entranceway of the Harabayis. Vecho yoichim v'pesach hazar. The other one was at the entranceway of the hazar. V'shar batidinim shall esrim v'shloisha. And there were other batidinim made up of 23 that were yoichim v'chol al Eretz Yisrael. In every one of the cities of Eretz Yisrael. In the event that there was a shaila, something needed to be asked, so you always ask the local bezin, right? You live in a city, you go to your local bezin, and you would ask your shaila. In Shamu, if they knew the answer, they would say. Let's say they didn't know the answer. So you would go to the city that was adjacent to yours, and you would ask that bezin. Right? So your bezin doesn't know. It's a local bezin at the end of the day. Maybe the neighboring zip codes, local bezins, gonna imsham. If they knew Amalek, they would tell them. And if not, you would go to the Harabayis. And there was a bezdin, again, that was made up of 23 members, Sanhedrin Katana, that was sitting at the entranceway of the Harabayis. And you would ask them the Shaila, imsham. If they knew Amalek, they would tell them. If not, you would move your way inwards on the Harabayis. And you would go towards the Azara. You would come to the entranceway of the Azara. And you would ask them, and you would tell this Bezdin. Kachta Rashti v'kachta Arshu Chaver. Meaning, we have a little bit of a shiloh. We have a sugya. I heard this far. I heard that far. Kachlam adati. Kachlam du Chaver. Im shamu amrulam. If they knew the answer, they would reconcile. Vim lavin. If not, elu ve'elu ba'al nelishkas agazes. They would all go to the lishkas agazes. Shesham yoishvin mitamet shal shachar atamet shal b'nei rabat. Because over there you had the Bezdin Agadol. And the Bezdin Agadol sat there from morning until evening. But not literally morning till evening. From the time that the tamet shal shachar was brought until the time that the tamet shal b'nei rabat was brought. On Shabbos and Yontif, the Bezdin HaGadol, parenthetically, would not sit in the Lishkas HaGazas, rather they would sit in the Chel. Why would they sit in the Chel? So Rashi says two reasons. Either because a lot of people used to come to the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and Yontif, so you just needed a bigger area, or it was like a Shinoi, because you're not allowed to pass Kinshailas on Shabbos and Yontif, so if they're going to sit in their place where they usually pass Kinshailas, it looks like they're passing in Dinam. Either way, Nishala Shela Bifneim. At this point, again, no one knows. The local Bezdin, the neighboring local Bezdin, even the Bati Dinam, Tanirim that said on the Harabayas, right? No one knows. So now you bring it to the Beis Din HaGadol, the Shaila that we're trying to figure out was presented to them. Im Shamu, if they knew the answer, Amalam, they would tell them. Vim Lav, and if not, Imdim Laminyan, they would take a vote. Rabu Amitamim, if more people said Tame, Tamu. Rabu Amitarim, Taru. There was never machloikis. You know why there was never machloikis? Because this would repeat itself. And there was a perfect judicial system that was put in. There was like the local courts, and then you had the state courts, and the appellate courts, and then you had the Supreme Court. At the end of the day, there was always going to be a Supreme Court that was going to issue a resolution. Everything was going to be fine. But then things change. Mishirabu Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel. But then with the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, they flourished. Shloi Shimshu called Sarchan, and they were not Meshamish that Rebbe's called Sarchan. Rabu Machlikis B'Yisrael. This all of a sudden didn't work. V'nasis Torah k'shtei Torahs, and all of a sudden the Torah became literally two Torahs. What does that mean? It means there was no clear Messiah anymore. There was the Talmidim of Shammai had their Messiah, and the Talmidim of Hillel had their Messiah. When there was one unified Messiah. So then it was always good. At the end of the day, there's one track. One track, you'll figure it out. At the end of the day, the courts will vote and you'll have a resolution. You're going to have to go with it because the Torah says, Achirabu Mahatais, right? The Torah's judicial system is a rather sophisticated system. At the end of the day, you can make it work. But the problem is, once it was Rabu Tamideh, Chame Tamideh, and Hillel, so now there were two tracks. There were two tracks. I have this track, you have that track. Then all of a sudden, it was a major issue, and it literally became to a matziv of Nasa Torah Kishtei Torahs. Anyway, Misham Kaisven Vishalcha B'chol Mekaymes. From the Beis Din HaGadol, when they were looking to recruit Dayanim, this is interesting, so they would send out telegrams, and it would say as follows, Kol Misha Hu Chacham, any person that's wise, Hu Shval Beirach, and he's humble, he's an Anav, V'das HaBriyos Noichei Menu, he has a high approval rating, right? He's popular. People like him. Yehei Dayan Be'iroi. He should become a Dayan in his local city. Misham, from there, he could steig and Milo Noisel Harabayas. You know, he can get a job. All of a sudden, he gets this big raise. He got a new position. He got a new stellar. And where is he working? He's working for the Sanhedrin Ketana that's at the entranceway of the Harabayas. Misham Lazara. Misham, if you really made it, you could become a Supreme Court Justice. Lishkas HaGazis. You can make it all the way to the Lishkas HaGazis. Zok the Gemara. We just mentioned the Shval Beirach and some of the credentials that one needs in order to be a Dayan. So the Gemara says, Sholchu Mitam. Pederech Agav. Ezeu Ben Olam Abba. Who is a Ben Olam Abba? A nafson, someone that's humble. Ushval Beirach, it's also someone that's humble. Shayef Ayel, Shayef Enofik, which also means he's humble. And he comes and he goes, Bahachna. The Goris by Raisa Tadira, he's always learning Torah. For like Machsek Tivusel and Afshe, and Machfin Zich Gunisht, right? He's not somebody that holds a lot from himself. Either way, so this was said over. You want to know who's a Ben Olam Haba? Right, this is not an easy checklist. But if someone is humble, and he's humble, and he's humble, he's a masmid otzum, and not just that, he doesn't take himself so seriously. Yavu be rabbanu neinayu b'rav Ula Barabba. And as this was going on, everybody started staring awkwardly at Rav Ula Barabba because they understood he's someone that could check off all these. We'll get back to this in a second. Chaza le'iroi v'shana. So the Mishnah said that if the Zokein Mamre goes back to his city and he paskins based on the psak of the Beis Din HaGadol, then he's good. If, however, he paskins based on his inyan, then already it's going to be a problem. Zokmar Tanur Rabbanu, we learned in the Brayse. Einu chayiv achayasa kohira asay oishayir lachayim v'yasa kohira asay. There's two ways a person can become a Zokein Mamre. Either he does what he was suggesting is the right thing to do, kineged the Beis Din HaGadol, or he doesn't do it himself, but he tells other people to do it. So the Gemara says, Bishlam yoyer lacherim v'yasukai rasei, Bishlam, this person is yoyer lacherim, and they do what he did. So I understand why now all of a sudden he's chayiv misa. Meaning, Zokin Mamre is chayiv misa when he checks off all the boxes of the Zokin Mamre. It sounds like until he did this, he wasn't a Zokin Mamre. Now, if he's becoming a Zokin Mamre by being Yoyer Lacherim. So I get it that if you don't check off all the boxes, Mechateisa, just from being Yoyer Lacherim, you're a Zokin Mamre. Right, Mikara La Barktalu Vahashta Barktalu. Elisha Yasakai Rasai. But if the way he's becoming a Zokin Mamre is because he did what he wasn't supposed to do, then Mikara Nami Barktalu, even if you didn't check off all the boxes, you should become a Zokin Mamre. Well, Mashal, let's say this person didn't take on the Beis Din HaGadol. He took on one of the local Batidinim. And he bemazed went and he did his thing. And it's a dover for which he Chayim Mises Bezin. See, he's Chayim Mises Bezin anyway. anyways, Yitzchayim Yisrael not al Zokim Mamre because you were just, you were Mechal Shabbos. You did something that you weren't allowed to do. So again, there's two ways it could be a Zokim Mamre. By being a teacher and teaching the wrong things, misleading people, or by acting on your own. So I understand that you wouldn't become a Zokim Mamre by misleading people unless you checked off all the boxes. Because if you didn't check off all the boxes, you're not a Zokim Mamre, you're not a Zokim Mamre. Why should be Chayim Misa? But if you actually do it, then Dalmine Zokim Mamre, right? Who forget the Zokim Mamre? If a person is Michal Shabbos and he's not a Zokim Mamre, so he's a Michal Shabbos. So why do you need all this criteria to give this person Mises Bezdin if anyways he's doing something for which he's Chayim Mises Bezdin? So what's the Gemara's answer going to be? He could be a Zokim Mamre even if he didn't do something for which he Chayim Mises Bezdin. Gemara says, So Bishloima, if the Psak HaLocha that this guy gave was related to Chelev and Dam. I mean, that's what he was arguing about. Okay, so I understand why you're not a Zokim Mamre. You're not going to be Chayim Mises Bezdin unless you check off all the boxes. What's the kasha? Anyways, he Chayim Mises Bezdin, it's not true. Demikar la Bartolo. If someone eats Chelev or Dam, he's Chayim Karis, but he's not Chayim Mises Bezdin. Vahash Bartolo. Now he is Chayim Mises Bezdin. El Hechad Oiri b'Chayim Mises Bezdin. But let's say a Zokim Mamre of a Chayim Mises Bezdin. Meikar nami Bartolo. Right? He was a Bartolo anyways. Again, the Gemara is just tweaking the question. The question is, in the event that someone's a Zokim Mamre with regards to something for which you Chayim Mises Bezdin, l'chayre you would be Chayim Mises Bezdin even without being the Zokim Mamre, just for violating b'mezid the Chayim Mises Bezdin. So what do you need the parish of Zokim Mamre for? So the Gemara says, there's still an afkimine. Mikar boi Yasra, hashtaloi boi Yasra. In order for someone to be Chayim Mises Bezdin, let's say for Chil Shabbos, you need Hasra and Chil Shabbos. If you're Chayim al Zokim Mamre, then as long as there was Hasra for Zokim Mamre, even if there was no Hasra for Chil Shabbos, you would still be Chayim. So if this person becomes a Zokim Mamre, now he goes home and he's Mechal Shabbos, you're right, even if he wasn't a Zokim Mamre, if he went home and was Mechal Shabbos, he would have been Chayev. But for that, he would have needed Asra. Now that there was no Hasra, but there was Hasra for Zokim Mamre, because of the parish of Zokim Mamre, he's anyways going to be Chayim Mises. The Gemara says, Mesis loyboy Asra ma'ikul meimah. What about if someone's a Zokim Mamre with regards to a Mesis? Mesis never needs Asra anyways. So you have to go through the rigors of Zokim Mamre. Now you go home, you Chayim al Zokim Mamre, you'd be Chayim anyways for being Mesis. So the Gemara says, Mikari yom ha'tayim me'kablin ha'minei. Hashti yom ha'tayim lo me'kablin ha'minei. No, there is an afkamina. Because if someone's a Mesis, even though le'sachmav, le'sachas olav, he doesn't need Asra, right? All these different dinim that you find that are unique to a Mesis. But le'maisa, at the end of the day, if somebody is a Mesis and he comes with an argument, he says, you know what, I thought this wasn't a Mesis, so I want to make the argument I'm not a Mesis. We'd hear him out. But if he went up against the Bezdin HaGadol, Bezdin HaGadol already paskin that what he was doing was a situation of Mesis, well, now it's already too late, right? Now it's already too late for you to argue that you're not a Mesis because the Bezdin HaGadol paskin you're a Mesis. So now, if you had it out with the Bezdin HaGadol, you went back and you behaved like a Mesis, that's where it's Negeya, that you're going to be Chayef Mises Bezdin exhales. So just to end with two Ha'aris. Short Ha'aris. The first Ha'ara is going back to the very, very beginning of the daf, literally. The very, very beginning of the daf, where the Gemara was darshaning the braisa that the Gemara brought on Pezayin Amar Aleph, which darshaned the pasuk Malam Chadavar La Mishpat Bein Dam LaDam Bein Din LaDin Bein Nega LaNega Divrei Rivas B'Sharecha The Kamtav Lisa LaMakom Hashivcha Hashem LaKecha Boy. That whole braisa is talking about different mesachtes and different sugis and shas, and Rav Papa figured out a way to make it work, even according to Rav Meir, that holds that the only time somebody becomes a Zokim Mamre is if it's a Dovish, it's doing a Kosh, V'Gigosei Chatas. And the Gemara went through how it's possible. It said, Bein Nega LeNega, and Bein Nega LeNega means Nigei Adam, it means Nigei Batim, and it means Nigei Begot. What would be the case of Zokim Mamre as it relates to Nigei Adam? The case would be where there was a suffix if the Baharis came first or the Seir Lavan came first. The background is certain in Gaim involved a Baharis and a Seir Lavan. If the Baharis comes before the Seir Lavan, you're Tommy. If the Seir Lavan comes before the Baharis, you're going to be Tommy. What if it's a suffix? So the Chachamim said Tomei, Rabbi Shua said Keya. What does Keya mean? Tar, this is the Hechatimsa of the Zokim Mamre is arguing with the Chachamim where it would be Negeya. It would be Negeya, a Zokim Mamre, even according to Rav Meir. We spoke out, Ayin Shom, Toisvis, on Pezayin Amabez, where Toisvis brings a Shaila, what the word Keya means. Not only a Shaila, what the word Keya means, but is a Keya with a Kof or is a Keya with a Kof? And Toisvis says, V'nira, Kigirsis Rabbeinu Chananel, that the word is Keya with a Kof. Now, what's the origin of such a word? Where do you find Keya with a Kof? Says Toisvis, you find it in the Haggadah Shal Pesach. In the Haggadah Shal Pesach, we say, Hakeyeshinov. And hake yeshinov, that's keya with a kuf, and that's what Rabbi Yeshua means when he said keya ayin sham betoisvus. Rabbi Margolis in Margolis Hayam on this toisvus, keya with a kuf, k'moishem atzinu ba'agadah shal Pesach, hake yeshinov. He says, take a look at what I wrote in my Hagadah shal Pesach, that's called Be'er Miriam, on those words, Hake Eshinov. Now, in the spirit of it being Shloshim Yoim Koidem L'chag, we're learning Shushan Purim's Daf right now. So incredibly, for those that learned Daf Pei Zayin, the Gemara mentioned Purim, right? Which is mind-boggling. So Purim's Daf mentioned Purim, but once you're ready, within 30 days of Pesach, there's an Indian of Shoyal and V'darshan. Right, we always speak out the Tshuva from Shloime Kluger in Elif L'cha Shloime, where somebody asks Rav Shloime Kluger, he's a Rav, and he's sitting at the Purim Suda, and two people come to him with a Shaila. One person has a Shaila in Hilchas Purim, the other one has a Shaila in Hilchas Pesach. So which Shaila are you supposed to answer first? Purim, because it's Davar Be'itai. But Pesach's also Davar Be'itai, it's Shloshim Yoim. So which one is first? But it's a real Indian to learn. It's not like a joke, it's a real Indian. You're supposed to start learning Hilchas Pesach. So in the spirit of Hilchas Pesach, one Davar Nifla, this is like a classic, Ben Benoishal classic from Rav Ruvim Margolis. Again, where does it say Hake Ashinov in the Haggadah Shal Pesach? What does the Rosh say? Being that it was hoisi atzmei min haklal, kofa beikar. He's a koifer beikar. Ve'af ata hake eshinov. So you should punch at his teeth. The emelah you should tell him. Ba'avur zeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisim b'mitzrayim li v'loy loy. Ilu hayasham loy hayo nigel. And kama kulmasin nishtabru, right? Harbe shinayim nishtabru. Trying to figure out, what does it mean, Haki? He's supposed to literally take out his front two teeth? Like, what's this Indian exactly of Haki Yeshino? So Rabbi Ruvim Margolis, like only Rabbi Ruvim Margolis could say, he says as follows. He says, we know it says in the Torah, Kol ben Nechel lo yechabai. A ben Nechel is not allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach. The Gemara Pesach in Tzadik Vavam and Aleph says, what does it mean, a ben Nechel? It means someone was firzach nishviyayit. Someone that is a mummer, someone that doesn't believe in the Ani Mamans. A person like that was considered a Ben Echa. Meaning, Pashi, you would think a Ben Echa means a guy. But the Gemara says it can't mean that, because it says already in Oral, it's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. So what does it mean, Kol Ben Echa Lo Yoicha Boy? What it means is, even someone that's Hamer Dasai, somebody like that is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. So Rabbi Margolis said as follows. He said that the Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, that if you have a shamash at a suda, and this person is serving, so the question is, when does the shamash eat? Does he have to do his job, serve the guests, and then eat? Or could he eat right away? So the Gemara says it depends on what food it is. There's certain foods where it's considered dangerous for the shamash to have to be serving and not being able to eat by himself. And as a result, because it's considered dangerous, so these foods, we let him eat right away. Now, what are those foods? It's a big machlokes amiram. The Gemara comes out as follows. Klola de milsa. This is the rule. Kol de islei recha. Anything that has a very, very good smell. The islei kiyua, and has a certain type of taste. Those are the things that you have to let the shamash eat. Because if he's going to be serving a food, let's say, that has an amazing smell, it's an islei recha, and he's not going to eat from it, it's considered a sakana, this could be a very big problem. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yudam Ad Aleph. This is the middle of some intense agadah. The Gemara says, Hay itzad ayl bachivya, a woman where a snake entered the guf of the woman. So she's trying to get this snake out of her guf. So lifsa, what she should do is she should put her legs in a certain way. And she should sit on top of two barrels. Okay. And then you should bring fatty meat. And you should put it on top of burning coals. You should roast that meat. And then you bring wine. The point is you put it by her guf. The snake is going to smell the aroma of the meat. It's going to leave her guf. And this is the refuah. Right? This is one of the refuahs of the Mechazal. This is the refuah. Like this, she's going to have her refuah. So a shamish that is serving food that smells very good, he has to eat. Because if he doesn't eat, he's going to find himself in a matzav of sakon. The Gemara says that if you have fatty meat and you put it on coals, meaning you roast fatty meat, a good barbecue, you're roasting fatty meat, that meat has an incredible smell, such a smell that it can get this snake to emerge from the guf of the isha. So that means if somebody smells meat that's burning on coals, fatty meat that's burning on coals, and he can't eat from it, he's going to be a state of sakana. But what's the sakana? What might happen to him? Says Rav Mura Golds, is another Gemara. This is Gemara Masechtas Bava Kamo, Daf Tzadik Beis Amid Beis. This is in Perek HaChoyfel. Omale Rava Le Rabba Bar Mori. Rava told Rabba Bar Mori, Menoha Milsa Damri Inchi. What is the Makar to the following saying? Shitin Tichli Matya Lekocha, in English, 60 aches afflict the tooth of a person. The Kol Chavrei Sham Av Leochel, who hears the sound of his fellow eating, but does not himself eat. If a person has a taiva to eat something, and people around him are eating, and he can't eat from it, he's going to be sick. You know what the sickness is going to be? Shitin tichle matya lekocha. It's going to be 60 aches that are going to afflict his tooth. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, lulei de mistafina. I think, you know what Hakeyashina means is? Hakeyashina doesn't mean punch at his front two teeth. I mean, all the Ramazim and the Gematrius, he says, I don't think that's the Pashup Shot and what's going on over here. I think Pashup Shot is, this person is a Rasha, and the Rasha says, Ma'avoidazos lochem, lochem aloy loy. Lefisha, it's the Asim min HaKlal, Kofa be'iker. If he's a Kofa be'iker, he's a Ben Necher. Ko Ben Necher lo yoicha boy. A Ben Necher is not allowed to eat from the garment Pesach. So this person's going to be sitting at the Suda, and he's going to see the Oilim's eating. Oh, what are they eating? They're eating fatty meats that are on burning coals, which the Gemara says in Shabbos Kufyut has this incredible smell. And if it has incredible smell and you're watching people eat it and you can't eat it, what's going to happen to you? What's going to happen to you is you're going to want it so bad. Ad kidei kach that the Shamash has a din that he's allowed to eat before he serves. Because it's Sakana. And what's the Sakana? Oh, that's a Gemara in Bava Kamma. It's a Gemara in Tzadik Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Shitin Tichli Mati Lekocha. What's going to happen is something's going to happen to his teeth. That's Hakeyashino. You want to know what that's the Hakeyashino. And there Rabbi Margolis says that if you're not sure I'm onto something, I'm going to give you one more Maramakim. And this is a Shir HaShirim Rabbah. This is a Medrash Rabbah in Shir HaShirim. It's Parsha Aleph, Yud Gimel. The Medrash over there discusses the carbon Pesach that the Yidden brought in Mitzrayim. Amar Rabbavo, Ad Shem Moitz V'Yisroel Masubim V'Eichem Peschem B'Mitzrayim, Moitz Rabbeinu, and Klai, they were sitting down, right? They wanted to go eat from the carbon Pesach. So what happened? What happened was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a Reyach from Gan Eden, and he made it come down. And the reason he made the Reich of Gan Eden come down is because think about what Mitzrayim smelled at that point, right? It was an absolute bloodbath, and there was so much blood, and people are dying, and there's corpses, nevelas, and zachen. It smelled terrible. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a Reich toy mipsume Gan Eden, and he brought this smell. For he said, Nafsham Koya Lecha. And he said the nefesh of the Yidden was Koya with a kuf. They wanted to eat so badly, right? They have all the meat here, and all of a sudden now there's this good smell. Amrulay Moshe Rabbeinu, tein lanu manoicha. Give us to eat. Amrulay Moshe, Moshe, and called him Kach Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol ben necha lo yoicha boy. I'm sorry. So they got up and they were mafresh all the nachrim. For he saw nafsham koya lechol. Amalei Moshe Rabbeinu tein lanu manoichol. Amalei, no, it's still a problem because you have avodim. You have to do bris mila. They went, they did the bris mila, and afterwards they were finally allowed to eat. This episode mamish played itself out of Mitzrayim, where they have the smell of the meat of the carbon pesach with a nice knetch from Gan Eden. For he saw nafsham koya lechol. That's exactly what we do. This Russia is like the Yidden war before they did what they needed to do. That Russia is the Ben Necher who is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. And what was going on there? Hoysa Nafsham Koya. Koya from what? From this smell. It's exactly what's going on over here. That is the Oymik. That's this Indian of Hakeshin.